Hello and welcome back to the podcast. We have got another short and to the point episode for you today. Three ways that you can get a great workout in even when you are very limited on time. You're going to need minimal kit, minimal space, and like I said, it's not going to take up a full hour. So if you are at the end of a workday and you just cannot fathom the idea of getting in a full hour workout, if you are heading out, you've got a commute, you're heading away, and you want to get a short, sharp workout in, then here are three ways you can structure a good training session. And it can take, you know, 20, 25 minutes at most. You can even go shorter than that. If you can hear the fan in the background, apologies. Sitting in the little office space today, there is zero airflow. It is like a greenhouse in here, or glass house. A greenhouse. I think it's a greenhouse. Thank God I am a personal trainer and not a person that works in greenhouses or glass houses. Let's get started. What an awful intro. But it's my third attempt already, so we're going to just jump straight in. We've got three options, three things that I use with my training, with my client training, and I recommend you give a try as well. We've got density style training. We have got sets of exercises where you just go for a particular number of repetitions, and we have got cardio. Let's do the cardio one first. Sounds really simple. Cardiovascular training is really easy to put a time frame on. Okay, so if you're going to go to the gym and you're going to do an upper body workout, you're not always going to be certain how long it's going to take you. So you might do a few sets of bench press, a couple of sets of dips. You might then do some back exercises and some arm exercises. And depending upon how much of a rush you're in, that might take 40 minutes, it might take an hour, it might take an hour and 15. Cardiovascular-based training is really easy to put a timestamp on. And so if you know you've got 15 minutes tomorrow morning, then you can do something for 15 minutes, or you can do something for three blocks of 4 minutes with a couple of minutes rest in between, and that's going to hit around the 15-minute mark. Again, my math isn't fantastic, obviously. And the reason why this, it seems really obvious, but the reason why this is such a really fantastic way of getting a workout in is that in actual fact, time stamping your cardio-based workouts allows you to put more effort into it. So one of my favorite things to do on the assault bike is do three blocks of 100 calories. Now, on the road bikes that we got in the gym, at a push, a real push, I can get all of those done in under 5 minutes with a few minutes rest in between. So I know in 20 minutes, basically 20 minutes, I can get a really tough workout in. And because I put that time limit on, I know that, because I put that time limit on, I'm now held accountable to my efforts. Because if I'm going to do 100 calories, I can sort of coast and cruise it, and it might take six and a half or 7 minutes. And so all of a sudden that workout goes from 20 minutes to 25 minutes in total. Whereas I know if push comes to shove and I really, really challenge myself and I don't let up, I can get those three blocks done in under 5 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes rest in between. So I'm coming in around the 20 minute mark. So I know that if I've just not got time for a full workout, I can still get in a tremendous training session. And more importantly, the fact that I've got a time limit keeps me accountable and forces me to work harder. Again, that's not always a solution, but it's just a good example that comes to mind. When I'm short on time, when I'm rushing off to see a next client, or when I've got a client come in, I've got a limited amount of time and energy. I don't need to change equipment. I just do some hard work. I take a couple minutes rest. I do some hard work again. And you can adjust this for yourself. But that time limit, like I said, keeps you accountable and forces you to work harder. Because otherwise, you're gonna go over the time limit you set yourself, and you're gonna go into whatever it is you've got to do next. The second option we've got is pick a total number of repetitions and just get it done as quick as you can. So if you have an upper body workout planned or a pressing exercise planned, and you cannot get to the gym, whether that's you can't get to the gym or you cannot stand the idea of sitting in traffic to drive to the gym and then do your workout, you might just decide that you're going to do 100 push-ups as fast as you can. Okay. Now, we're going to keep the quality high. So you're going to lower as you normally would. You're not just going to bounce your chest off the floor. You're going to lock out every repetition. You can do every rep very well, but you're just going to do 100 repetitions as fast as you can. Now, if you are proficient at push-ups, you might add a weighted vest, you might put a plate on your back, you might add some resistance bands to make those 100 push-ups harder. If you can't do push-ups very well yet, or you can only do a few, then you might elevate your hands. But the point is this, all of a sudden it's you against the clock. It's 100 reps as fast as you can. And you might do that in 10 minutes. You might do it in 5, you might do it in 15. But the point is, it's not going to be a huge amount of time. It's going to be a really tough workout. It's going to be better than not doing anything at all. And you can make a note of the time it took for you to do it and just try and beat that next time. And it's, again, a really simple way of getting a great workout in when you are really limited on time, when you're limited on kit, and that accountability of having the stopwatch running in the background means that the next time you go to do it, you've got a target to beat. Whether you beat it or not is another matter, but at least you've got something to work towards. So again, if it's the end of a long workday and you cannot stand the idea of getting in the car, driving to the gym, doing a full workout, driving back, then I would much rather you don't do something simple and straightforward like that, one or two movements at home, whether that's body weight or with some basic bits of kit. I would much rather you do that. And I think at the end of it, you would have much rather that you did that, that sentence doesn't make any sense, then sack it off completely, okay? Because it's still a good training session. You're still making steps in the right direction to getting stronger, getting fitter, improving your endurance. I guess fitness and endurance is the same thing, Aaron. You get my point. Don't make it overcomplicated. Small little steps, small little workouts, start building momentum. And finally, density style training is one of my favorite ways to program for clients in general. Anyway, I think it's fantastic. I think a lot of times it's easy to get distracted at the gym. When you do a set and you rest 2 or 3 minutes, all of a sudden you're scrolling on your phone, you're having a chat, and workouts can drag. And sometimes what people need is they need a certain block of time with which they're just going to focus absolutely on that. Zero distractions, an absolute focus and clarity around what it is they're doing. So density training, escalating density training, it comes under a few different names, looks a little bit like this. You're going to set yourself a time frame. Let's say 10 minutes. You're going to pick 2 or 3 exercises, maybe 4 a push, but 3 exercises seems like a good number. And you're going to do as many rounds as possible of those 3 exercises. Now, my recommendation is to not do the same movement or the same muscle groups. So please don't do 10 minutes of easy bar curls, cable curls, and dumbbell curls, okay? After the first set, you are not going to get any good quality work done. Pick opposing muscle groups, pick upper body, lower body, even mix up exercises in regards to body weight versus weighted. What you will find is that choosing stuff which flows into the next, or at least uses similar kit, is a no-brainer. For example, one of the ones that I like to do, which is really challenging for the full body, would be something along the lines of push-ups, kettlebell front squats, and kettlebell swings. We've got an upper body exercise in the push-ups, a lower body exercise with the kettlebell front squats, and we've got a lower body exercise with a bit of power work and probably something that's going to get your heart rate up a little bit higher with the kettlebell swings. And you only need 1 or 2 kettlebells to do it. You might go with something like dumbbell press, dumbbell rows, and reverse lunges. Again, upper body pressing, upper body pulling, lower body exercise, and all you need is 1 or 2 sets of dumbbells. You could even do it at, you could do it at home with just bodyweight stuff. What I would also encourage you to do is pick a rough aim for repetitions per set. Let's say you're going to go for 10 to 12 repetitions and choose to use a weight or resistance that allows you to have 1 or 2 reps in reserve the first round or two. Because ideally, we're going to get 3 or 4 rounds done at a minimum. And so by the time that 3rd and 4th round kicks in and your heart rate's sky high, you're sweating a bit, muscles start to ache, then you're going to reach muscular failure. Don't pick a weight that you can just get 10 reps out with for the first set, because you're going to be hitting sets of 4 and 5 after. And the idea is really simple. And that's why it works so well. The idea is simple. You're just going to do as many good quality rounds as you can in that time frame. You're going to rest when needed. So we don't want sloppy, crappy repetitions. You're going to make sure that you control the lowering, you go full range of movement. You're not going to start racing through your repetitions and doing half range of movement and using momentum where you shouldn't and cheating through repetitions. But the brilliant thing about this is that you know how much time you've got. And so again, all of a sudden you can just zero in on exactly what it is you're doing. No distractions, just absolute focus. And I promise you, you're going to get so much more work done, especially if you are someone who finds themselves easily distracted and finds your workouts dragging. 10 minutes, 12 minutes, 15 minutes, pick three or four exercises, more exercises if you're going for a long period of time, but 15 minutes at most, and just get tons of good quality work done. You're going to get so many reps done. You're going to move so much weight. You're going to obviously burn a ton of calories. Not the point, but it's a nice little bonus. You're going to get a good sweat on, and it's going to be really tough. And again, we've got two really good forms of accountability in one. You've got that timer. So you've got that stopwatch ticking away, not even in the back of your mind, because hopefully you can see, you're seeing those seconds tick away and you're thinking, right, I'm going to take 10 seconds rest here and then I'm going to the next set done. I'm not going to hang around. I'm not going to check my phone. I'm not going to start chatting to people because then I know I'm going to get fewer repetitions. And then when it's over, make a note of exactly where you finish. So if you've got three exercises, again, let's use the one we used before. So we've got push-ups, kettlebell front squats and kettlebell swings. Let's say you get four rounds and the push-ups done. That means that next week when you come back to do this exact same little block of density training, you are going to try and beat that, even if it's just by one. So even if you just do four rounds, I think we had four rounds, four total rounds, the push-ups and one kettlebell front squat, that is improvement, even though it's just one rep. And again, it builds on that level of accountability. Okay, so you've got that timer, you've got that stopwatch ticking away, counting down the seconds. And then you've got the number of reps you're doing. So you hit a good pace week one, you maybe save a little bit in the tank, and then you build on it week two, week three, week four. And again, you know exactly how long this workout is going to take. Now, I quite like doing two blocks within a workout. If someone has half hour to work out, then we can do a 12-minute block, we can rest a few minutes, and we can do another 12-minute block. And we get 24 minutes of work done in a half an hour workout, which gives us a minute or two rest, or gives us 2 or 3 minutes rest in between the two blocks, and also gives us a minute or two either end to warm up and cool down and stuff. Again, pick different movements, pick different body parts. Don't overthink it. Make things as simple as possible. I would encourage you not to do things like Olympic weightlifting, handstand walks, and you also probably don't want to do stuff that's going to be super heavy. Like if you struggle to do chin-ups, then don't do chin-ups. And don't do stuff that takes ages to set up. I don't know about you, but I take about 30 seconds to set up for a set of front squats. Okay, by the time I wiggle under the bar and I step out and I brace, like 20, 30 seconds is gone. If you've got a 10-minute stopwatch, then spending 30 seconds just setting up for an exercise is a bad idea. And that's why things like push-ups are great, kettlebell swings, even, dare I say it, burpees. You can mix it up. You can do cable stuff. You can do weighted vest stuff. You can do kettlebells, dumbbells, body weight. But again, if you're short on time, then you know exactly how long your workout that day is going to take. Okay. If you have a half an hour lunch break and you can set yourself up 2 10-minute density training blocks and get that work done, then you know for certain that you're not going to go over that, because it's not about sets and reps and weight. It's just about that window of time. Here is 10 minutes. Here is what you're going to do in that 10 minutes. Now go and get it. It's really underutilized for a lot of people. And I think that's because a lot of training that gets suggested online is geared towards people who are purely focused on developing their physique. So bodybuilders, physique athletes, people getting ready for photo shoots. And so everything is about how can you build as much muscle as possible. And yeah, density style training is not the optimal way to go about building muscle. Training like a bodybuilder 6 days a week is the optimal way to go about building muscle. But that doesn't mean you can't, but that doesn't mean you cannot or won't build muscle using this. But it does mean that you'll also build a ton of fitness. You get a brilliant sweat on. You build so much endurance. You build a good level of aerobic fitness alongside that. And you'll get it done. So if the difference is you doing density style training or picking a total number of repetitions, or doing a 5-minute block of cardio, or the other option is sacking training off completely that day and not doing anything, then it really is a no-brainer. We've kept this under 15 minutes. I thought it might be closer to 10, but I really rabbited on about the density training. If you want any help with your workouts, let me know. Get in touch, probably by Instagram, and I will speak to you on the next one.